Okay, we are live.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Nice. Stewie brought back the Arnie Palmer.
I got tired of you hearing about you bitching about no Arnie Palmer.
Yeah.
So I brought him back for a night.
Brought the official sponsor back. We need them sponsors.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Football Fanatics. Kylie, you running this thing? Start
sure.
The intro.
Football Fanatics.
Back.
2024, week four, we are here. I missed a week, went to the Bills game. Stewie's back.
I've been on the IR for almost a year.
Got a Stewie sighting.
that's worse than a new fight.
That was
I thought it was Brian Kelly at first with the LSU hat over there. But
I can't stand him. I want Coach O back.
Yeah. I also wanted to make a note that I'm gonna add a ring of honor for the Football Fanatics, and I'm putting myself on there just like Arthur Blank did. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The Sunday night game.
Mm-mm.
He put himself in the Falcons ring of honor. They had a whole halftime thing and everything.
That's great.
Yeah. Yes. And there was another part of that story. I can't remember what it was, but they bought some ridiculous amount of hot dogs or something for the fans. And I'm thinking, you cheap fuck, you went with hot dogs, you asshole.
Put himself on the ring of honor. What do you think he went home to his wife and said, hey, honey, wear your good hat tonight?
Yeah.
We're going to be in the ring of honor.
Yeah, I'm going on the ring of honor tonight.
Hey.
Who decided that? Oh, I did.
If I can't win a Super Bowl, I own the fucking team. Yeah, I'm going to go in the ring of honor, for fuck's sakes. Hell, good for him.
Is Jerry even on the ring of honor yet?
I don't.
He will be now.
Yeah. Now that he gave him the idea, he will be.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he is, but
I had to bring
I'm
that up
sure.
Because I thought that was one of the funniest things I saw this week.
Funny.
Yeah, I saw some about that and some about the hot dog vouchers or something.
Yeah, the hot dog voucher thing too. Yeah, that's great. I didn't see that part.
Come eat some free hot dogs and watch Arthur Blank get introduced into the Ring of Honor. That's awesome.
Yeah, so week four, we're nearing our first power ranking.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was fourth week or we did it after the fourth week.
Yeah, every fourth week. And then sometimes at the end of the year, because
we wait a week.
They added
we?
The extra game. I think at the end of the year, we kind of wait an extra week or something for the last one. I don't know how we do it.
Yeah, the extra game kind of threw off our mojo.
Yeah.
We had it perfect. And Goodell fucked us.
Now they're going to add another one probably, too.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. It's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
Are you given the pick,
like,
overview that Wallace usually does?
Oh, yeah. Good call. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah. Wallace sent me our pick standings. I got to scroll back through all the messages he sent today. We went back and forth. But anyways, okay, so after 3 weeks, everyone but Jesse has earned one bonus point. And with last night's unanimous pick of the Cowboys, everybody is now at Andy in the lead with 30 points. After 3 weeks, Jesse's at 28 in second. Brian's in third with 27. Pretty tight here at the top. Eric's fourth with 26, and I'm bringing up the rear at 24. I got myself back, and I was way down there, but I went 3 for 3 there on Sunday and Monday night, and that got me 4 points because I picked Washington.
And
you
got the bonus you have for Washington, right?
Yeah, so that got – if I wouldn't have got that, I would have been really back there. It caught me up a little bit, but
– yeah, I swung and missed on a couple of my bonus tries there last week, or at least
– I was the lone wolf on Carolina.
Yeah, you saw that coming. Holy shit.
Was I the only one that picked Minnesota? I know that wasn't a bonus, but –
did you? Okay. Yeah, I think you were.
No, Brian said he did too.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
Yeah, you better be sorry.
Yeah, I truly am. If my camera was on, you'd see the despair on my face.
Yeah, so week four. You just want me to run down my list then?
Yeah, just run down through, and then I would suggest starting to your left and just going around, and I'll go last. So once you tell me who I'm going after, I'll be able to pick up on it.
All right, perfect. 1 o'clock. Top of my list, I got a barn burner, 0-3 Cincinnati at 1-2 Carolina. And Brian, so, you go lead us off.
I'll go first. Why? Well, I'm going for the bonus. It's hard to imagine Cincinnati starting 0-4, but shit. I didn't think they were going to start 0-3 because I picked them over Washington last week. I don't know. I mean, there's just something wrong there, you know? The defensing, I mean, the offense seems to be playing good. I didn't get to see any of the Monday night games this week because I was at a concert. But
okay.
But, I mean, the offense seems all right the last two games. But the fucking the defense is having some problems.
No, you're right.
I really hesitated though because you know the knee jerk reaction is after what Carolina did to the Raiders last week and Andy Dalton. You know, you're like, oh shit.
But maybe it was just all Bryce Young. Maybe they'll be competitive.
Well, how can Dalton keep that?
Right.
You know, exactly. He's not going to probably do that every game, of course.
Right.
So, I don't know. Is Carolina going to, you know, revert back to their old selves this week? Are they going to, like, you know, look like they did the first couple weeks?
That was a nice one.
Thanks.
It was. I heard.
Yeah, we've seen this Andy Dalton magic trick a time or two before.
Just remember,
including in Dallas.
In Dallas.
Just remember the stat
moment. In Chicago.
Three games.
Yeah.
All right. Over.
Not in Buffalo. Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I went Carolina. Shit, it's in Carolina. Fuck it.
The bonus point was just staring you down?
I'm going for that bonus point. I got 34-30 in a shootout. Panthers. Bill Price scored 3 points this week.
Ooh, Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Even though I'm just picking for fun this year. I went with Cincinnati, 31-20. I'm going with the stat monkey saying Dalton's only good for three games.
That's probably the smart way to go.
Yeah, I went Cincinnati. I mean, it was tempting in Carolina with a home dog,
right?
Yeah. Getting the bonus point, but in as bad as Cincinnati's been playing, but man. It just feels like if they want any chance to get back in this thing, they have to win this one.
It's hard to imagine them starting 0-4.
Yeah, it's pretty much over, I think, if they're 0-4. I mean, it's dire right now when Pittsburgh's 3-0, too, you know. I got 38-28 Cincinnati.
Yeah, so really quick, when I do my picks, I print out it's not the CBS odd sheets, but the site I use, I just like the way it prints out and I can write my scores down, and I usually go through, and the really hard games I kind of skip over to think about. Well, I'm like 3/4 of the way through the fucking first page, and I like skip them all. This was tough.
This week and last week, I think.
Yeah, jeez. Well, I wrote down Red Rifle Redemption. Against the old
kind of but game for him, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but
I didn't even think about that.
But I couldn't do it. I don't know if part of it is I don't want to tarnish getting the upset last week. Oh, that idiot just keeps picking Carolina. Of course he was going to get them sooner or later. So I struggled. I went 28-26 Bengals. I don't like it, though, but that's what I did.
Yeah. You must have. I saw in the group chat Wallace said something about you. Said something about Deontay Johnson maybe going off, or you said what? You must have said something about that.
I mentioned him last week. I don't know that I made a prediction that he went off. I do think I mentioned that. You know, I think Wallace said something like, well, he's got like 28 yards. And I think I said, well, 28 yards with Bryce Young at your, as your quarterback is like 300 yards or something like that.
Well, yeah,
so
either way.
I mentioned him, but I don't know that I was drinking, so I don't remember.
It wasn't like he like went off either, but he had a Deontay Johnson.
What game. Right. What was it, like 8 catches for 100 yards or something like maybe that? Touchdown? Like that,
yeah, for the Panthers.
Yeah, a real nice game. But, yeah, it wasn't like he had 20 catches for 200 yards. But, yeah, holy cow, you've got a quarterback that can see over the line. The guy might catch some footballs.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Jesse had Cincinnati over Carolina, and Wallace gave scores. He's got 27-20 Cincinnati.
Lone wolfing on lone wolfing, Brian. It worked for me last week.
Right.
Next one I got on the list, Denver. At the New York Jets. I think Denver 1-2? I believe they're 1-2.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, last week I think was the first win. Yeah, I didn't see them kicking the shit out of Tampa. I didn't see that coming last week at all.
Right, yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that was their first win, yeah.
If anybody did, they were...
Yeah, because Denver lost to Seattle and then Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I don't know. The Jets seem to... Rodgers seems more comfortable. He seems to be getting a little better every game. Just the whole team just seems to be, you know, kind of gaining a little momentum here. So, yeah, I went Jets at home. I got it 25-14. New York Jets.
I went Jets, too. Kind of close. 21-16.
Ooh, yeah, kind of ugly.
I also went Jets. Hem-ha. but I got it tight. Tight like a taiga. 24-23.
Ooh.
A squeaker.
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't think too hard. This is one of the few, so I'll probably Denver will probably kick their ass, which would be awesome. I'd like to see it green.
The Jets defense has not been
as dominant
as I expected. Right, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm gonna go ugly as well. Some of you guys have it ugly. I'm 20-12.
Oh,
yeah. Jesse went Jets, and Wallace went 24-17 Jets. Yep. Game number 3. I got the 0-3 hapless Jacksonville Jaguars at the 2-1 Houston Texans. Big division matchup.
Houston's 2-1, but boy, they haven't really looked
cakey.
Great.
No, you're right. Especially last week.
Yeah. Minnesota just beat the shit out.
Well, and they don't have Mixon. I think he's still out again.
He's still iffy this week.
And I saw Dell's out. They did.
Dell's out. Yeah, of course, because I have him in fantasy. Within 3 minutes, I got a thing saying Tank Dell was out and Olave hurt himself in practice today.
Oh, great.
I don't know how bad a lobby is, but it's a hamstring. I haven't heard anything further.
Yeah, I don't know, but Jacksonville's starting to look like one of the worst teams in the league, if not the worst. They just lost their way. How long does what's-his-nuts hold on as coach? You know.
Well, I was going to say, Peterson said there's going to be some changes. Well, yeah, he might be one of them.
Yeah.
You might want to look in the mirror, yeah.
Yeah, I went Houston. I don't got it too crazy, though, because, boy, now this would probably be the game maybe that they bust out, but I got a 26-16. I don't have it overly nuts.
I got the same as you, 16 for Jags, but I gave the Texans 31. Kind of a mini.
Little higher than me, but not too much.
Yeah, not crazy. Two score. Yeah, it has been a coaching carousel there in Jacksonville, though. I mean, at some point, it seems like it's like 2 years and next guy.
Yeah.
Well, Urban Meyer didn't even make it that long, but
with good reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Houston, this could be a get looking right game for them, maybe the way Jacksonville's been, but you never know. I got 27-17 Houston, though. Yeah.
Boy, I have a hunch on this one.
Uh-oh.
It's the NFL.
You load Wolfen?
If Houston was a real solid 2-1, I'd be more feeling better about it, like riding high, you know, division game.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go Jacksonville.
Wow. Because
it was my hunch. They're bad, but I don't think they're going to go 0-17, and it's a division game, and Houston hasn't looked that great.
Right.
I'm going to go 28-23 Jaguars.
I can definitely see it.
If that ass whooping Monday night doesn't wake you up and the coach calling out like you're playing for your jobs, then for sure. Like, honestly, they don't have to win, but if Jacksonville comes out flat with no life and just gets butt stomped, then I'm thinking in season coaching changes are usually not the best thing in the world, but I think you almost got to look at it.
Yeah, that thing was I mean, we almost left at halftime. We looked at each other. We're like, do we just leave? I mean, it was 34-3.
Do we just leave?
I was like, I'll do whatever you want to do, man. I mean, it's 34-3, though.
I quit watching at halftime. Yeah. I went over and watched it.
Yeah.
Game.
I don't believe there wasn't much to see. I mean, I think it was in the third. We left. There was 4 or 5 minutes left in the third. We finally said, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Jesse went Houston, and Wallace has the exact same score as me, 27-17 Houston. So on to the next one. I got the Los Angeles Rams, 1-2, got their first win against the Niners.
Wait a minute, that's not a quick pick.
No.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I forgot we got to skip these ones. My bad.
That's all right.
I'm doing a bad job here.
Nope, you're fine. Plus, I wasn't really originally going to come in.
I
got to
go through and mark those.
No,
how about
no worries.
Vikings, man? The 3-0 Vikings, man, against the 2-1 Green Bay Packers. Big division. Big, big game.
There it is.
Big game.
The Malik Willis Packers.
Yeah.
Do we have
it's like a game time decision again, right?
I think that's what I saw with Love, yeah.
Gamesmanship.
Oh, boy.
Well, Andy's already got Guy LaFleur in his Hall of Fame because he said if he beat Tennessee, he was going to put him in. Now they've won two games, right?
God, it's crazy what he's stepped in and done so far. You know, like boy,
it is pretty wild.
I don't know. I went Minnesota. I mean. Darnold is just, you know, isn't he like leading the league in
touchdown passes?
Well, the defense.
And the defense has been, I don't know. I mean, you know, like we, you know, like Munch said a little bit ago, no one's going 0-17 and no one's probably going 17-0, but so, you know, they're going to lose at some point, but.
Well, Mercury Morris is dead. Maybe that curse has been lifted.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna ride the Vikings train. Ride the purple wave.
Skull. Skull.
Skull. Yeah.
Skull.
With fucking, I work with a guy that's a Vikings fan.
Mm-hmm.
He went with the concert with Andy and me. him and his girlfriend's my cousin. And he's always doing that at work. He's always scolding me. Yeah, I got Minnesota. I got it tight, though. 31-27. Vikings, man! Vikings, man. No, not so fast.
The Viking train gets derailed this
week. Oh, I thought you had a Vikings hat on.
No.
Oh. No.
That's an LSU hat. My bad.
Train gets derailed this week. Packers 27, Vikings 24.
Mm.
3 second left field goal to win it.
So I got Minnesota just with an extra touchdown to win it. My score.
Yeah, this has got to be about the battle of the coaches of the year so far, O'Connell and LaFleur, I would say.
Yeah.
And Andy mentioned the defense. Flores doing a great job with that defense. I've read some things that they're running some really funky defenses that people have never seen before, too. Yeah.
Different schemes.
Yeah, he's running some really goofy stuff. But, not only are they 3-0, but beating San Fran and Houston back-to-back weeks, you know. It's
right.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
and lumping them. Yeah. Oh, they lumped them both up pretty good, too. It wasn't like they just barely squeaked them out.
Yeah.
That defense, like Andy says, just playing great. Another thing that I read this week that I thought was really interesting, did you know Sam Darnold is younger than Joe Burrow? Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Darnold came in so early. I think he only did 2 or 3 years in college, and Burrow did like five or six years in college.
Five, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, that's pretty nuts. Yeah, it's like months. I think they're both 27, but Burrow's like 6 months older than him.
Huh.
Pretty crazy. I went Green Bay, though. I feel like in Green Bay, I went back and forth. Yeah. I went with the home team. 28-27. I think this will be a fun one to watch, I hope.
Mm.
Yeah, I pick Green Bay, but if I hear between now and kickoff that Willis is playing, I will do the official, you know, take my rights to tell Wallace I'm switching. Yeah. I don't think Malik Willis is going to beat Minnesota, but it feels like Love was close last week. So I'm kind of assuming Love plays. So I'm going 24-17 Packers.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think when the injury first happened, they kind of had this one circled as a target date.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse went Green Bay. Wallace went Vikings, man, 24-21.
Ooh, so me and Wallace.
Yeah. Yep.
Alike.
Yep. Scary. Yep. That is scary. All right. Next one. Got to make sure. Yep, I'm good.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I wasn't shitting on you. You're doing a fine job.
No, I'm glad you caught it. The 2-1 New Orleans Saints against the, I think, believe 1-2 Atlanta Falcons. Another lot of division games this week. Yeah. Big NFC South matchup.
Yeah, this is another one I agonized over.
Andy mentioned Olave. I think Kamara is questionable, too.
Oh, really? Is he?
Yeah.
Mm. That's huge.
I went Saints. I think mainly because of the defense. And I don't think Cousins is quite right still.
Like, yeah.
Because I've watched the little bit I've watched of them, he's off on a lot of throws. You know, he's kind of underthrowing a lot of guys.
In fairness, he had back-to-back primetime games, and he played pretty well.
Right.
You're right.
He'll be tucked away this week.
Yeah, I went Saints. I don't know. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
I got it tight. 23-19.
Well, I did. I went with Falcons. My score, taking something out of what Munch said last week. Tight like the women in Bradford. I have it 32-21.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
Andy.
Me neither.
I heard it.
I think he meant in Bradford. I think he meant financially.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, I would have said loose.
Don't you answer. You might have been drunk, so you might not remember.
Might have been.
Anyways, I went Falcons. I just went with the home team here. I also picked Atlanta to win the division, and I don't like Dennis Allen. How many times are we going to go over this? But every time I say that and pick against them, they fucking win. Right. So they'll probably win. 21-20 Falcons.
Yeah, I went Atlanta. Man, they played KC tight in KC. No. I think – what's that?
I said I picked them.
No, it was in Atlanta.
Oh, was it in Atlanta? Still, yeah, they played the Chiefs tough.
Right, absolutely.
In prime time.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Flip a coin. 30-27. I probably did the home team. They're going to have the giant cardboard cutout heads of Arthur Blank.
Yeah, it was in Atlanta because Arthur Blank put himself on the Ring of Honor.
Can you imagine if Atlanta like totally gets Peter stomped? There's going to be all those hot dogs getting thrown out on the field. I don't know. Look, Cousins missed the whole year. He's what, 37? I do think what you say, Brian. I think as the season goes, you may see him getting a little better every week. But flip a coin. I get 30-27 Atlanta. What do I know?
Right. Jesse and Eric both win Atlanta. Eric's got 23-21 Atlanta.
Lone Wolf and the Saints.
You've got a lot of lone wolfing going on there.
Wow. A little surprised then being a lone
wolf. Yeah, how well good they've looked. They had one bad week and everybody's off the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. The NFL's so week to week, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I think part of it is too, like, at least our little chain, I don't think any of us were too high on the Saints. So then you see them kind of have a game like that. You think, okay, that's kind of what we were thinking.
Yep. All right.
Next one on the list, I got Philadelphia, Stanko's favorite team, Stanko's favorite squad. At the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Feels like this one's been a playoff matchup a lot.
Yeah, from last year, Tampa destroyed.
Last year, and I think when Brady played too, I think they played a couple times maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. It seems like every year they're meeting up.
Both 2-1, I believe.
Yes. Yep. Philly beat Green Bay and the Saints.
This was another.
Tampa got their first loss last week.
Yeah, and they got ass hammered.
Yeah.
This is another agonizing game. There's so many this week. I ended up going Philly. I don't know. Boy, Tampa had been looking so good, and then I don't know what the hell happened last week. But
it's the NFL, baby.
Yeah, that's true. You don't really know what to expect this week out of Tampa. Philly's been pretty consistent every week, win or lose. You know, they've been in every game. I went Philly. I got it 1 point, though. I got 27-26. Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Don't sing that fucking song.
I can't stand it either. I went back and forth. I wanted to go Tampa Bay because they're home. But the Eagles kind of look stronger than Tampa Bay last week. So,
right.
I have Eagles winning by 10 points. I have it 34-24.
Oh.
Good timing. I just made it back. I went Tampa. Barkley's been awfully fucking good for Philly, though. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Giants. Mara's got to probably just not happy about things right now. But, yeah, I went 27-26 in a tight one.
That's the same score I had, but I went Philly.
Okay. Was that the same score? Yep. Yeah, 27-26 Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and look, there's never any question that Barkley's a supreme talent. The health's always been the issue, and then the money for running backs. But I'm sure Mara's head blew up last night when the Giants couldn't run against that Dallas defense that had been getting shredded by the run game. But,
Yeah, shit.
I'm going 28-24 Philly. My old buddy Vic Fangio. Again, new defensive coordinator. You don't get a lot of time in the offseason like you used to. I think you're going to see that defense start to get better and better as it goes. They were pretty leaky first couple games. Slowed down a pretty potent Saints team last week. Flip a coin again. I'll take Philly on the road. Is Tampa – where the not to be Al Roker, but is Tampa involved in this this nasty hurricane, or are they on the other side of the state?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. No, they're in the Gulf. They're on the Gulf side, right by St. Petersburg there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
Barkley might have to swim for 100 yards.
Right. I know that I have been down there, and Tampa is in a tiny bit. St. Petersburg's like right on the coast where that's where the Rays are, their stadium.
Yeah.
But in Tampa's a little bit in, only maybe a half hour from St. Petersburg, but it's not far. So, yeah, that's an interesting point.
What'd the other guys do on this?
Yeah, my bad. Let's see. Gosh, I can't even find. Oh, Wallace went 24-20 Tampa Bay. And Jesse went Philadelphia. So, sounds like we got a split bag there with that game.
Yeah, that makes more sense because that's a total coin flip.
Yeah, that should be a fun one. That one and the Minnesota Green Bay one really stuck out to me a lot in this early.
I'm surprised Brian was the lone wolf on the Saints.
Right. Yeah. All right, I guess we do the squealers since our.
Oh yeah!
All right,
Justin Fields and the Steelers scoring 12 points a game. So fucking good, playing a fucking bunch of fucking ham and egg or fucking hurt and ham and egg quarterbacks. Fucking great job, fucking Christ!
Oh, Stewie's got the stat.
Last week they were 25th in the league with 15.0 points per game. They moved up this week. They have 17 points per game.
Oh, wow.
They're up to 24.
And 3-0. That's 17 points a game.
I got out every team here.
3-0 at the 1-2 Indianapolis Colts, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's
they might be the single best unit, right, offense or defense in the whole league, honestly.
Right. Could
be. I mean, they're up there anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Indy still seems to be kind of trying to figure shit out. It's just these are just these games they win against. They haven't really played. You know, Atlanta, Denver, and
Chargers with Herbert. That's the thing. If I wanted to go prediction, give me a prediction from last week. I said I didn't. Pretty sure I said I didn't know how Herbert would get through that game on a high ankle sprain.
Right, right. So, yeah. I mean, they haven't really played anybody. And I don't know. Indy, like I said, Indy's kind of a top, you know. You don't really know what you're getting from them week to week. Yeah, I went Steelers. Ugly score, because that's what they do. 19-16.
Yeah.
Steelers.
Just
above their 17-point average.
Yeah. But this, what I wanted to say is not going to have the same effect. But I'm still going to say it. But I'm going to say it again when Wallace is here, because this is on Wallace here. I don't know what is worse. Steelers offense? Or the co-ed team he played on Friday nights. I went Indianapolis. I went to Colts.
Oh.
24-19.
Oh.
Wow. Wowzers. Just one, you know, the Justin Herbert, was it a high ankle? Did he have an ankle sprain or was it? I know he's been dealing with that plantar fasciitis. Does he have both now?
I thought I saw high ankle sprain, and then when I saw he was playing, I was like, okay, like Patrick Mahomes is the only guy I've ever seen like play the next week on a high ankle sprain, and like,
yeah, and he might
look awesome.
I just know he's been dealing with that plantar fasciitis too, they said. So
that's, right,
if he's got both, that's just crazy.
I think because there was a play the week before he got bent like in half in the Carolina game. And I think that's where they said you got a high ankle sprain on that.
Huh. Well, I got to play a little video for you that I heard today that I saw on the Pat McAfee show that's going viral.
God.
I watched that this afternoon. I was just laughing my ass off.
That guy's been playing a video every week, and they played it on the McAfee show today. I was dying laughing. That nay he does at the end. I was just losing it. But that was for Wallace.
What do you think of that one? He left the room.
Yeah, he might not have been there.
He wasn't even listening.
What?
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was here.
Okay. Oh, man. I ended up going Steelers, though, but I just thought that was so funny. I got 22-19. That's a lot of points for the Steelers, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess I got the Steelers going up, too, and average points per game. I got them 20-13, but I will say this. You know, Richardson's the kind of guy, you know, that is tough on a defense that can get in like that. Like, if Richardson just – if they just let him be him and say, take off and run. Do it you feel like you want to do. Like, if he runs for 100 yards and again, he's raw. If he has a game where he's hitting some of these – who knows, but I don't see it. I got to see it to believe it. And since Eric's not here, and he won't listen to this probably, I will give the Steelers a little bit of credit. I mean, look, they know what they have with Fields. They understand they don't need to score a lot of points to win some of these games, at least right now. And they're doing exactly what they need to do to win. So I'll give them credit in that respect. It's just, it's amazing. They just fucking end up playing fucking chump fucking quarterbacks all day long.
Well, and, you know, it doesn't seem like Field, you know, he's not putting up like
crazy stats or anything. He's just not turning the ball over.
Right.
Basically. No, he. I mean, look, he's making the short throws he's supposed to. He's doing what he's supposed to. And I'm seeing, of course, you start seeing, oh, the Bears regretting. No. I watched right. Justin Fields throw 300-yard games in a row last year against chump teams. Big deal. He right. has the abilities to do it, but over the course of time, and once you actually start playing real teams that are actually going to put up a few points, some of his flaws are going to come out. And yeah. I mean, it's just
at some point you're going to have to score 20 points,
right?
If you're going to play. You're going to play.
You might have to score 30.
You're gonna have to play Kansas City or Buffalo, or you know.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So, but hey, they're doing what they're needing to do right now.
Yeah.
And Tomlin's the genius because he actually wanted to play Russ. So yeah. You know, good job. Right. You lucked into that too.
Yeah, backed right into it. Yeah. Wallace has got 21-13 Pittsburgh, of course. You know him. And Jesse went Steelers as well.
Sweeper.
No. Stewman.
Oh, that's right. Stewman.
Oh. Have we picked a clean sweep yet?
I thought we had one.
We had a couple, I think.
Okay. Jets?
Oh, yeah. Jets, probably, yeah.
And Houston?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Or no, you went Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went Jacksonville.
I think just Jets then, maybe.
We're trying to think. I thought we had at least one clean sweep. I think it was the Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Yeah, the Jets was a clean sweep.
Yeah.
Jets was a clean sweep.
I think that's it.
That's it.
Obviously Dallas last night, but.
Right.
Yeah. All right, 4 o'clock. Moving on to 4 o'clock. We got the New England Patriots, the 1-2 Patriots, against the also 1-2 San Francisco 49ers.
Isn't that hard to believe?
No, it's right where I had them.
Right.
I don't know what you mean.
Hard not to go with the Niners at home against New England. After the way they looked against the Jets last Thursday.
Here comes our next clean sweep. I'm sorry.
What do you think?
I don't have it crazy, though. I got 23-10 Niners. Because, boy, they're kind of struggling too, right?
Yeah, they are.
But yeah, Niners.
Yeah, they're getting a lot. They got a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Trent Williams is hurt now again. Debo. McCaffrey, obviously. And they got some more bad news about McCaffrey this week.
Yeah.
He had to go visit a doctor in Germany or something.
Yeah.
And they said that it might be a while before he comes back.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, they have no idea when he's going to be back.
No clue.
So as much as I'm sort of second guessing Bijan Robinson with the number 2 overall pick in our fantasy draft, at least I didn't take McCaffrey like Ryan Wallace did at number 1.
Did he at least get pick Mason up?
I have no idea.
Probably
not. He's an idiot.
Anyways, Stewie.
My score is close to the standing goes. I have a 27-12.
I'm pretty close to you. I got 28-10, San Fran.
Yeah. Now, I know this isn't the official spread, but I've got 10.5 on my sheet, and I've got the Niners covering with half a point to spare. I've got it 24-13.
How close.
Yep. How about that Jennings had? How about that game he had last week? Wow.
Yeah.
Would he have like 15 catches or something like that? Like crazy. Wild. Reminded me of like Brandon Marshall game or something. They got Niners and shockingly Niners. 24-16 for Wallace.
Yeah.
He did not. He does not have the
Mason. Ooh. Yeah. Yikes. Like Andy said, he's an idiot. Oh, sorry. I bet he listens every week.
Yeah.
Careful.
Oh, I call him an idiot at the draft all the time. If I didn't call him an idiot, he'd be worried.
All right. Second 4 o'clock game on my list. This could be a good one. This will be a fun one to watch.
Could be a Donnybrook.
Watch these two quarterbacks run around like crazy. Washington Redskins. The 2-1 NFC East division leader, Washington Redskins, at the Arizona Cardinals.
Talk about another toss up.
A Donnybrook.
Jesus.
Could be another big game.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, Arizona was one of my upsets last week, although I don't know if it ever got to 3.5 or not. It was at 3 when I picked it.
I
against Detroit last
wrote week. When did you write down? Because I did them at like 4 o'clock today, and it was 3.5.
Okay. Well, no, I was talking about when I picked Arizona last week over Detroit.
Because
Detroit, when I wrote it down last week, Detroit was favored by 3. And I don't know if it ever got to 3.5 or not. But yeah, I took them last week against Detroit. Didn't work out. They're right there. I'm going with them again. I don't know. I do have it. High scoring, fun one, 33-30. Cardinals. Not so fast.
Not so fast. That one.
Look at his hat.
I know.
Jaden Daniels hat on.
I went Washington 31, Cardinals 25.
31-25.
Yep.
We're all pretty close here. My boy Jaden Daniels bailed me out last Monday night.
Yeah.
Gave me that bonus point. I got a real tight one, 32-31. We're all in the same neighborhood here. Washington. Redskins. Redskins.
Looking at me, probably.
Yeah, you got to look at
Redbeard.
I was looking at the computer. That's for sure.
Washington Redbeard.
Boy, yeah, this is, I mean, it's so hard. You don't know. I mean, God, 2 weeks ago, Arizona looked like they kicked the shit out of the Rams so bad. Played Buffalo close.
Played Detroit
close. 28-23 Washington is what I picked. That's a bonus one as of right now, right?
Yes. Yes, yep.
That's that exactly was my, when in doubt. It could, you know, could drop and not be won by kickoff, but shit, right. I didn't know what to pick, so I'm like, yeah, I'll take a shot with a bonus.
Yeah, if it's a toss-up like that, might as well, yeah. I'll tell you what, Daniels definitely looked – the first two games, he was a lot of dump-offs. I think we even brought that up, how his average depth of target was only like 4 yards or something first two games. But that last game against Cincy, he was throwing – like you said, since the defense has been pretty rough, but he was throwing
right. But they just they're like these rookies start getting more comfortable. It's like
right.
I mean, we'll get to it, but I know Caleb had the turnovers, but you know he threw for 363.
Yeah,
these guys start to get a little more comfortable as it goes. I mean, they're rookies.
I don't blame Caleb either. I mean, he needs some protection.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that when I do the Bears.
Anyway.
But you see the steps. You see these guys making the steps each week, right? Like, getting it.
Yep, for sure.
Getting it, and then the offensive coordinators are opening it up a little more as they're grasping the offense. Like, it's a process.
Yep. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's not going to come right. Not everybody is. Even Stroud wasn't like lighting the world on fire the first few weeks last year. Right. It was kind of more like week 6 to 8, I think, where he started kind of taking off. So there's lots of time. It's way early. And yeah. Daniels, Daniels has looked good, and it's not like Caleb's looked horrible by any means.
No, I don't think so.
Me either. Next one on my list, still 4 o'clock, the Cleveland Browns at the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Injury Bowl.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus. I see. I think Devontae Adams is out.
Crosby.
Guys Garrett. On the Browns. I think Miles Garrett's questionable, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Watson's getting a hand job. Oh.
Yeah, but it's Vegas. You're talking about injuries. In Vegas, it's cool. It's cool. Okay. Where they should have traded him to.
Let's see, show girls. Left early.
Did you give Wallace and Jesse's picks for the
good call? Jesse took Washington.
Oh, great.
And Wallace went Arizona 30-24.
Yeah,
thinking alike again.
Yeah, there's a lot of
scary.
There's a lot of 3-2s here. There's a lot of split ones this week.
Oh, it's gonna be a shakeup week.
Yeah.
All right, so I saw a couple of you cats originally had the Raiders, and you did the old switcheroo.
Yeah, right after I sent my picks, I got on Twitter and saw that Schefter tweet that Adams and Crosby are out. I was like, holy shit.
I picked the Raiders.
Good for you.
But... Well, you're saying Miles Garrett might be out too.
He's questionable. It sounds
questionable.
Like
I mean, questionable usually plays, but how effective?
It sounds
Somebody's foot.
He's said that he wants to try to play through it because the other option is like surgery, I guess.
Yeah,
they said so. He said that he wants to try to play through it.
Boy, yeah, I think I'm going to switch to. So I'm going to go Cleveland. I'll just reverse my score I had. I had it 20-19. I'll just go 20-19. Brownies.
That's exactly what I did. We just left the score the same.
I don't care. I'm still going to the Raiders.
There you go.
I'm staying with them.
Minshew magic.
Yes.
He hasn't had a whole lot of magic.
Oh, come on.
Uncle Rico.
That's Benson's boy.
Yeah.
I'm like.
He does, dude.
1916 Raiders.
Pretty close.
The Raiders!
Yeah, I switched to Cleveland. I originally picked the Raiders. I went 17-13 Browns.
Well, I ain't fucking ever switch.
There you go.
I had Cleveland all along. And I'm going to tell you another fact, Jack.
Uh-oh.
Watson hasn't had a 300-yard game since before the Happy Endings Massage Parlor incident. Well, guess what? 301 on Sunday. Against the Raiders. 28-20, Cleveland.
Baby. Ah.
Book it.
Bookie, boogie.
Book it.
Jesse went. Oh, Jesse switched to Cleveland. He originally
picked Raiders. Yeah, of course he did.
And Wallace didn't say he switched, I don't think. He has Vegas written down here, and I don't believe he said in the message that he switched. He's got 20.
Of course he does.
Cat monkey told him to stay.
You got 20-17 Vegas. So that's another 2-3. Again. Yeah. All righty. Last 4 o'clock game. On my schedule. The Kansas City Chiefs. Another division one. Kansas City Chiefs. 3-0. At the Los Angeles Super. Chargers. 2-1.
Go Chargers, go.
Chargers getting 7 points at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should. I mean, Herbert's boy.
Yeah, that's true.
Playing or not, I'm concerned.
Is he? I'm guessing he's.
Can he do anything?
Yeah, I'm guessing he's at least questionable again this week.
I haven't seen, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we don't follow Chargers Weekly.
Harbaugh Weekly.
Yeah.
God damn it, Bears. You could have fucking fired the Swedish coach and hired Harbs.
Oh my, I like the Bears then.
Yeah, you gotta go Chiefs, I think. 26-15 Chiefs, because they haven't really been lighting anybody on fire either. You know, they've been kind of winning by the skin of their ass.
Oh, Christ, if you would have.
The refs and.
Yeah. That pass interference.
If the Bears would have signed Harbaugh, he would have taken Joe Alt with the first pick and passed up Caleb Williams.
Yeah, probably. But then one way or another, they'd be winning. They would have taken fucking.
They might have
taken the Michigan kid with the ninth pick.
Yeah. Yep. That's probably what happened. Yeah.
I like him, though, JJ. Too bad he got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he grew on me there in the preseason a little bit, but boo-hoo.
Might
he
be.
Grew me the last
boo-hoo.
Year and a half when he was at Michigan, he grew on me. Chiefs will get their way. 24-21. At least we won't have to see Taylor Swift this week.
She's not going to be there?
Unless she goes there.
But she goes there.
She has to.
Analysis.
How can she not be in L.A.? It's like the Hollywoodiest city in the land.
Maybe she's going to see P. Diddy. I don't know.
Oh, geez.
Right?
Yeah, I went Chiefs. I got 28-20 Chiefs.
Yeah, this Herbert thing, I don't even care what his status is because I think he's going to be hobbled. Right. If he was full guns a-blazing, I mean, it's a division game in L.A., but I can't do it. 23-17 Chiefs. Kelce scores a touchdown. Taylor Swift shoots T-shirts out of her puss like a merch gun. And KC wins it.
Artie Lang, beer league, playing ping pong. Former derby.
Out of her puss.
So it's not tight like the girls in bad.
Andy Reid shirts out of
chicken nuggets.
It says, who's the chef?
Oh, man.
I'm guessing the other guys got the Chiefs, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they both got Chiefs. Wallace has 28-17.
Clean sweep number three?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy this deep into it, but that's awesome.
Yeah. All right, we're skipping over the Sunday nighter. And we can go to the first Monday, the 7th. We got two Monday nighters again this week. Second week in a row. The 7:30 one this week is a real barn burner. Everybody will be dialed into this one.
Yes.
Yeah. The nobody gives a shit bowl.
I think this was actually a wild game last year, prime time. Was it a Thursday nighter or something? I remember Tennessee came back and won, remember?
Yeah.
Tennessee at Miami.
Yeah, this is a fucking snooze fest, huh? Kind of like the Dallas game last night.
Before you give your score.
What? I thought that was a pretty decent game.
Oh, my God. It was like penalty every fucking play. It was.
Well, yeah, I get it.
Kind of hard to watch.
Just so you know, before you give your score, you might want to change it. Fins are ranked 32 in the league with 11.0 points per game.
Yeah.
Woo! Worse than the Steelers.
Yeah.
I have them scoring slightly above their average, but I have them losing. I got Tennessee. I don't know what the hell's going on with the quarterback in Miami. Who are they? Are they still starting that same guy, or are they going to some other dude?
Skyler Murray.
Yeah.
He got hurt last week.
Christ, man. I mean, what the fuck?
When I watched the game last week, the announcer actually said that. He called him Skyler Murray.
Skyler Murray? Skyler?
Yeah, Skyler Thompson. But I think they signed Huntley, the old Raven.
Yeah, they got that Huntley that used to play for Baltimore.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know. They haven't announced what's going to happen yet. It definitely, but right. There's talks he could start.
Yeah, I don't know. Tennessee's not very good either, but
yeah,
their defense is pretty good.
Yeah, Levis has kind of been a turnover machine, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Just a bit.
I went Tennessee. I don't know. I guess I'll take a shaky Levis over whatever the fuck Miami throws out there. I got 16-13. Fucking ugly. Titans.
There we go. I even have an uglier.
Do you?
I went Titans. Very ugly game. 12-9.
Oh, jeepers.
What?
12-9. I didn't stutter.
That's six safeties by the Titans.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't somebody almost have three the other
first week of the
Denver. Denver.
They had two, right?
Two.
Yeah, and they almost got a third one, yeah. Oh my god, six safeties.
Well,
you know, I thought Tennessee's defense was good until they gave up like 37 points to fucking Malik Willis. I don't know what the hell is going on.
He's lighting everybody up.
Holy fuck.
They didn't know what to do.
Michael Vick. Jesus. I went Tennessee 21-10. I mean, I don't know what's going on in Miami. I almost feel bad at this point. I mean,
almost.
Honestly, I mean, how long until Tyreek Hill starts getting restless, you know?
Right.
I don't know. It just seems ugly there.
Wow. Well, Miami's got a new quarterback this week. His name's Will Levis. So I'm going 23-17 Dolphins. If they can get – boy, they get that running game going. Vape Master McGee there, their coach, he gets some – just gets Hill the ball somehow. And if it's Hundley or Skyler Thompson, Skyler Murray, Skyler, who gives a shit? I'm gonna take Miami. I don't know why, but
yeah,
I don't trust Tennessee either.
Yeah, battle of two shit teams. Who knows? Yeah.
Yep.
I don't blame you. I can see it. They both went Tennessee. Wallace went 17-16 Tennessee.
So, Munchie Lone Wolfen.
Yep. You saved
a dolphin out of water.
Sorry, Snowflake.
The Miami police got you pinned down on the sidewalk.
Yep.
You know who I am?
So, that leaves our team games, I believe. If I did those right.
Yeah. I think so.
Do
you mind if I go? I'm going to try to hang out, but fine. I should probably.
That's fine, and we'll let Brian go, and he's got a double time.
Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't have to go first, but I'm just saying.
Oh.
Yeah, you can go. Right, yeah. I was just saying,
don't mind.
Even though he doesn't have a game to do, we'll let him do it.
Yeah, he still has two recaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always going to have two unless there's a bye, right? You're either going to have two recaps or – one and one.
Because they always play in prime time.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy.
Jesus. Yeah, so I'll go real quick. Bears, Colts. We talked a little bit. You know, Caleb, I think each week he's gotten better, and it's still Tecmo Bowl. It's unbelievable how bad that line's getting run over. And they can't run. Until they can run the ball, that's how they're going to protect him. And like Kylie said way back, I ain't give a shit about the turnovers to a degree. Like, at some point he's just trying to make a fucking play. One of the picks hit Odunze in the hands. I mean, what are you going to do? 363, two touchdowns. I think he had a rushing touchdown. He had three turnovers, two picks, a fumble. I mean, again, it's the progression. Each week, I think he's looking better. Boy, he makes some good throws down the field. But when Swift's running for 1.3 a carry and they can't run at all, they're in trouble. I mean, like, I'm thinking David Carr, man. You gotta fucking do something. You gotta scheme something, change something. I don't care if you like force run, like we say, force shit our pants, force 30 runs a game. You may be punting. I don't know.
Keep an extra block.
Bring the extra jumbo formation and just something. You know, it. You got to change something somewhere with the protections. So I'm not a coach. That said, that defense keeps them in games. I mean, they had a chance to win the Colts game. And look, the Colts are a team, you know, depending on Richardson's, people like their roster. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, they, again, had a chance to win it. 1-2, you know, I'm not going to be Michelle Therrien and say very disappointed. I might say a little disappointed. I'm disappointed that they can't run the fucking football. And I did hear that they want to give that Roschon Johnson back more carries. I just don't know what the I don't know if Khalil Herbert has herpes or what the deal is. That dude can run hard. That's the guy I'd be feeding the ball to.
I was the haven't watched coach. Much, but I did see that they were on to give Roschon some work, and which, but, like you're saying though, it might not be the running back as much as it just is the line. But
look, yeah, Swift's a good back, but you know, maybe you do need a little bit more of a guy that can break tackles because of the blocking up front, and you use Swift as the third down guy. I mean, they had a 4th-and-1, and they ran like a jet sweep and lost 13 yards down near the goal line. But you know what? They ran four. I just said about forced running, but they ran four times in a row. It's like, okay, now you're not trusting your rookie. Like, you don't even know what you want to do here. You're either throwing Caleb to the fire or you're not trusting him down at the goal line. So I don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They got the Rams there until they prove it to me. I mean, Chicago, I laughed at the fucking Steelers scoring 15 points a game. Boy, that'd be nice.
Well, they're headed for the Steelers.
For the Rams game, I've got it 23-16 Rams. Boy, what a comeback against the Niners for the Rams last week. They still have Stafford. I know they're banged up. Until the Bears can do something, and again, it's with the slow starts. I mean, they got shut out in the first half last week. Like, broken record, but until they prove it to me now, they're kind of on the prove it to me train, and I'm going to take the Rams 23-16. I mean, it's a winnable game for the Bears with all the injuries on the Rams. That's all I got.
I'm going Bears. Something about the Rams, all the injuries. And I don't know if it's a thing or not, but the Rams on grass, I don't know.
They don't seem that fast on grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the Bears grass is some of the worst in the league.
Right.
Like Snoop Dogg wouldn't even go near it.
I don't know. And they do have a lot of injuries. I think the Bears can do just enough at home to win this one. I got it 20-17. Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
The Bears. Your guys are giving them more points than they deserve. In the league, they're 22nd in the league with 17.7 points per game. So the Bears.
0.7 above the Steelers.
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
I broke my streak, Andy. All year, last year, went against the Bears, mostly all year. This week I picked them 23-20 overtime.
Oh, my God.
Gonna make Andy drink that 14th beer.
Extra three beers in overtime.
14 by 4 o'clock. He'll be going.
That was last week for sure.
Yeah, that was an impressive comeback by the Rams last week against the Niners. Tell you what, because with everybody they've been missing, and Kyren Williams has been running the ball well for sure. Yeah, I think he had 3 touchdowns in that game. But yeah, I don't know. With that, it seems like it was pretty tough for Stafford with without Kupp and
he's got nobody.
But I mean, he played well enough in that game. They got enough going that they were able to come back, which was pretty impressive, I thought, by McVay and him. But I went Bears though. All that being said, I just in Chicago. I've been off the Rams this year before the injuries, and even the guys that were on them kind of predicted. You know, Wallace said, "Well, they can't have the injuries," but you like them this year and. Already, I went 23-17 Bears.
If they could run the ball, I'd probably have picked the Bears. That's my biggest. It is bad. Like they can't fucking get a yard. The only good news is they're not playing against Aaron Donald,
which that makes it tough. You're one dimensional, and your line isn't protecting, so that's so tough.
Yeah. They know what you're doing. That's what I mean.
That's tough on the play caller.
If they figure out a way to run, and it doesn't have to be they run for like 4.5 yards of carry, 150 yards, but like, God, like keep them honest enough to keep them honest. You know what I mean? Like,
because that helps your protection, so they can't just pin their ears back.
Yep. At least keep them guessing a little bit. Like, be effective enough.
Yeah. Force them to have to bring that extra guy down in the box or something, you know. Like,
and it's a big game for the Bears. I mean, they can get to 2-2. They've got I hate to say their schedule's not bad, but their schedule isn't bad in the grand scheme of things. Like, you get to 1-2-2, like, you're in it as you're figuring this all out. But, you know, you go to 1-3, that's tough.
Yeah. Well, these guys both went Rams.
Woo. Oh,
okay. Wallace
so
went.
So we got split.
Yeah, I think we got a 3-2, right? Or
3-3?
Oh, there's 6 of us. I keep saying 3-2.
Well, yeah, Wallace is about half a guy.
Yeah, I don't know why I kept saying 3-2. But anyways.
I'm thinking of Mike Garrett.
I think I was thinking 5 guys because when he sends the I forget Stewie's not in our standings. I think that's what I was thinking.
Well, yeah. This lucky streak's making me mean tonight.
Fuck. 21-20, Wallace has Rams. He almost had to pick Rams with how heavy Ramsey was.
Yeah, right.
This year.
Yeah, right. He's got to go Rams Jets no matter what.
Yeah, he's all in.
Yeah.
Brian, you want to do your double time?
Yeah,
split. Not don't double happy, not double sad. It's a split time.
Yeah.
He's just he's mad about both games.
Before you go though, I'll tell you Dallas is 10th with 24.3 games. 23.3 points per game.
Yeah, and they got to be giving up about 35 a game or something.
Well, if the NFL starts putting in like a 5-point field goal for like 60 plus, the Dallas
is going to run. They should. He did miss one last night.
Yeah, did you see that?
Did he?
Yeah, they.
No, I didn't see it by then.
There's 30 seconds left, and they're up 20-15. And it was like a 30-something yard, like 39-yard field goal, wasn't it?
Oh, it was too short.
It was like 51.
Oh, was it that far? Okay.
Yeah, because it was his first ever miss from 50-plus.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's crazy. Either way, yeah, it well within his range of all people. They were five. Dallas negative 5.5.
Oh,
so the field goal covers the spread.
Right. Right.
He missed it.
Point shaver.
Aubrey of all people.
Well, he's going to be suspended here pretty soon for point shaving.
Betting against his team.
Yeah.
And they said 80% of the Vegas money was on Dallas last night, too.
Right.
Well, Jesus, of course.
Yeah, so going back to Sunday, it looked like a fucking replay, surely. It looked like a replay of the fucking Saints.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
It did. The fucking defense picked up right where they left off against the Saints in the first half of that Baltimore game. They couldn't stop anything. They were doing whatever the fuck they wanted to do. The Ravens on offense is just fucking insane.
Lamar only threw like 15 times in that game, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Once they got up like whatever, 21 to like 3 or whatever the hell it was, I messaged, you know, me and Joe always messaged back and forth, and I told Joe, I'm like, if I'm Baltimore, I don't even fucking throw the ball the rest of the game. Why would you?
Yeah, you got Derrick Henry.
They're getting fucking like 10 yards of fucking carry on the ground between Henry and Lamar running. And why the hell would you even throw it? Yeah, I mean, I know he didn't have very many pass attempts. Didn't have to. I mean, just crazy. And the offense, that was the worst the offense looked. The only thing they were even talking about last night. They were talking about it in the Baltimore game. Dallas can't run the ball. Oh, nobody's really saying they shouldn't have got rid of Pollard, but they're saying they should have got somebody in the offseason because Henry was, you know, it was kind of rumored that he was going to go to Dallas at one point. I mean, the thing is, though, the Saints game and that Baltimore game, they got down so much so fast, they pretty much had to abandon the run game, you know? Yeah. So that plays into it, too.
Oh, absolutely.
As far as the stats go. When you see the stats, you know, absolutely. And they're, like, down to bottom of the league in rushing, they can't really rush when you're down fucking
exactly
20 points in the second quarter, or, you know?
And same goes vice versa. I read today that Buffalo is, like, the number one or number two against the run. And that goes the same, but vice versa. They're winning by fucking 35 points. Of course nobody's running when they're down 30 points.
Yeah,
nobody's running the ball. So, of course, they're number one running.
You got to look at the situation, you know, like.
The score, the situational football matters,
Now, nobody in their running back room is going to light the fucking league up. But I do like that Dowdle. He looked pretty good last night against the Giants, I thought. He had some nice runs.
That touchdown he had was pretty explosive, that pass. I mean, he just took that little
– Yeah.
And I will, full disclosure, have him in fantasy. But I feel like he's a guy – again, you said when they're down, you can't get them going. But I feel like he's one of those guys. Get you brought Zeke in, but, like, you might want to – I feel like Dowdle might be a guy you feed him a little bit. And I don't subscribe to Cowboys Weekly either, but, like, I feel like that's the kind of guy, if had an opportunity to feed him, he could get going.
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, he's – I don't know if he's, like, the clear-cut number one, but he's definitely, like, the 1A. They're doing a split with Zeke, and they're even – they have been mixing that Deuce Vaughn in too a little bit.
But it seems like the last two games it's kinda leaned towards Dowdle, like you're saying.
Well,
the first couple games it seemed like maybe it was Zeke a little bit out of the game.
First game, Zeke actually started.
Right.
The last three, Dowdle actually started.
Yeah.
So
I feel like him, Zeke starting that first game, like, quote unquote, the starter, whatever that means. I feel like that was like a respect thing out from Dallas, in my opinion.
Yeah, it could have been. But yeah, so Dowdle's, if there is a main guy, he's the main guy, but they're still doing a lot of split time, which, and I kind of tend to agree with you, Andy. I think, you know, if they're going to feed one guy more, it should be Dowdle. I think he could be a pretty, like we like to say, a pretty serviceable back. Yeah. Serviceable yeah. back.
Just a little younger yeah. and a little more spry. Like he just
He's running with a chip.
Yeah, he runs hard for. I mean, he's not a real big guy, but he does run hard, and he's got some speed. And yeah, I like him. I think he could be okay. You know,
if anything, it's not probably as bad of a situation. If anything, it's probably it might be some line play. I would say, if anything,
maybe yeah, a little bit. Yeah, the line's been a little
growing pains. They're young. I think they're young on
they
the
got
line.
Two, this well, year. They got two rookies.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
At center and left. Tackle.
Yeah, the Grable kid, which has had a lot of talent.
I just think it's hard, too, for running backs when you're swapping out every other drive. And
yeah,
you're not getting,
you can't get into a rhythm.
You're not getting yeah. into the rhythm. You're not getting a chance to establish.
Yep. So, and then in the Baltimore game, there, you know, everybody saw the sideline shot of Lamb and Prescott kind of going back and forth a little bit. Frustration was setting in for sure. You know, I mean, with what was going on, offense couldn't do shit. I mean, they only had 6 points up until they went on that fourth quarter run. And boy, you know,
and they got, did they get an onside kick?
Yeah, they got an onside kick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A couple of them touchdowns, they went for two and didn't get it. If they would have gotten the 2 point conversions on even one of them, I think they would have, you know, they would have had a better shot at the on the last drive.
Yeah.
So, but too little, too late. You know.
Hey, yeah. Brian.
Yeah.
Real quick, like you talked about that altercation, and they made a big deal of it, and of course, last night they're talking about CD apologizing, and that's not like him. But God damn it, don't you like to see that a little bit? Like we give a shit yeah. about what we're yeah. doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, you like to see. You know, a little fire, at least, at least you kind of know a couple of the guys give a shit, you know.
Yeah, Parsons they're not just in their cash and their paychecks.
Yeah, Parsons has been pretty vocal, too, about different shit, you know, with the way the defense has played.
Yeah, it's okay to get, I mean, they're competitive, you know, they want to fucking win. Yeah, it's
they're right. pros. This is their job, right? Yeah. Like, this isn't kumbaya, we're right. playing peewee flag football here. Right.
Playing in a beer league.
And these guys get it too. Like they can have that out and they're still good, right? It's
yeah. Yeah, it seemed I mean everything last night, it all seemed fine.
Yeah, and like Andy said, I think Lamb even came out and kinda like said that he wished he wouldn't have.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but they were talking about it last night that he you know, after a day or two he said that
he needs to act more professional or something yeah. like that, and he doesn't want to be that type of guy. And
right.
Which I don't think anybody really, like you said, though, too, it's fine to show a little fire sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it's a different, there's a line between, like, God damn it, we're getting our asses kicked fire, and, you know, I just want the ball. I don't care. You know, like, and I think CD yeah. was, God damn it, we should be winning this game. Like,
right.
When it's all pointed towards the team and this is, you know, we got to do better, I am all for it.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. There's a difference between we should be winning and Antonio Brown taking his shirt off and walking
yeah.
off the field.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a line there.
Somewhere in between there, maybe.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. So last night, I mean, it was definitely an ugly win. It wasn't, you know, wasn't pretty for, by any stretch. But they got the W. The defense looked better, albeit, I mean, you know, the Giants offense probably isn't going to be tearing anybody up too soon. So that neighbors tore it up.
boy, what, last week against Cleveland.
Boy, he's been awfully fucking
impressive. He's torn it up all year, and they got that other.
Yeah, I heard last night, though.
Yeah, right at the end of the game. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I have him in fantasy, believe me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and do you know about what his stats were offhand? I know he had a pretty good game.
12 for like 115 yards or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He seems to me kind of like Jefferson, where he's, I mean, obviously quarterback proof too. He's got fucking Daniel Jones, and he's still just putting up huge numbers.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Because, you know, like, look at even like Tyreek, though, you know, like, he, you know, as soon as Tua goes out, he can't do shit, it seems like.
Right. And yeah, with the Lamb thing, Prescott was feeding him early and often in that game.
Last night?
Yeah, I know. I think he had like
4 or 5 catches in the first quarter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was just peppering them.
He didn't get much late, but I think they were kind of trying to.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like.
Did Lamb have a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown? Is that right?
No, just one. The long.
Just the long receiving.
Just the catch. Just the.
Yeah. He ran it like 3 or 4 times, though.
They only had the two.
Yeah. Touchdowns. Okay.
The Dowdle one and his.
Yeah.
Okay. Those were the only two.
Yeah. His one run was pretty good. He had like a 10 or 12 yarder.
Yeah, they always
on like a third down or something, right? Or
2 or 3 times a game they give him carry. Sorry, what'd you say, Andy?
Oh, I was thinking it was a second down after a penalty, and he got like all the yards back on like a end around or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give him 2 or 3 carries a game, it seems like, usually.
So yeah, the defense looked better. Know for what it's worth, I mean,
you know, I was happy they look better. That linebacker you've been preaching is fucking good.
He's showing up here and there.
I've watched a couple of their games this year, and he stands out. He's fucking good.
Yeah, he's sure. He definitely has a motor.
I can't even remember his name, but they were talking about Overshawn. They were talking about him last night.
Yeah,
he definitely stood out. Yeah,
he's
everywhere. It seems like he's in on every play.
Yeah, there was one play. He wasn't even really close to the play, but he hustled, and whoever had the ball was running out of bounds, and he fucking dove, trying to swat the ball out of the dude's hand. He missed, but I mean, he was full stretch out, fucking dive, trying to knock that ball out.
Everything he could have,
and he landed face first on it. He was out. He knocked, you know, he kind of knocked him a little. Loopy there for a second, I think. He was out for a couple plays, but yeah, I don't know.
They pulled Parsons off once for
he had a stinger.
Yeah.
He had a stinger. Yeah.
But he was down on the turf and they didn't like something they saw. The ref pulled him off the field.
Yeah. They call, which I like that they do that, man.
That is good. Yeah. It's a good look for the league too, really.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, and then, you know, of course, Parsons got hurt late in the game. They were saying when he went out last night that it was something with his ankle, and then today they said high ankle sprain.
Did they cart him off, I think?
He went to Blue Tent, and then when he come out of the tent, they put him on the cart, but I don't know if they actually carted him off. Okay. I know they showed him sitting on the cart, but I don't know if they ever showed him actually going off on it. So, yeah, that's concerning, obviously.
And it sounds like Lawrence is even worse.
Lawrence got some with his foot.
Yeah.
And that happened in the first half, I think, like second quarter maybe. But, I mean, I'll tell you, he really has – he's been invisible this year so far. I mean, he hasn't had his name called hardly at all in any of their games. I mean, but the only problem is their, you know, their depth, I think, on the defensive line is pretty fucking thin. So, you know, when you lose any two guys, let alone those two, you know, it'd be a fucking problem going forward. So, you know, hold the phone on that, you know, one game improved rush defense, because it might go back to what it was. But, yeah, I mean, the defense looked better. I mean, Jones played pretty good
You know, he didn't really have a whole lot down the field, but he was very efficient. Like, I think he only missed like 5 or 6 passes the whole game or something. But yeah, overall the defense played better. They didn't give up any touchdowns, which, you know, you look at them last 2 games and it's a pretty big fucking feat. So yeah, overall, hey, like I said, it was ugly, but I'll take the fucking win. And I kept telling Joe before the game it was a must win last night, because if you look at their upcoming schedule, it is not very favorable.
No, it's not.
It's pretty fucking rough. They're at Pittsburgh when they come back from this mini bye.
That's a win.
Yeah, got, come on.
They got
what we just what did we just say?
Sleeping giant awoke.
They got Detroit at home. Then they got their bye. Then they are at San Fran, at Atlanta. Eagles at home, Texans at home. I mean, Washington at Washington. Those aren't going to be easy. I mean, fucking A.
It seems. I mean, it's a deep league anymore. It seems like I look at the schedule and I'm like, man, all these teams are pretty fucking good. Right. You know, they're not. There's not many just cakewalk games. It seems like,
right?
Unless you get a guy that like a team that like quarterbacks hurt, like Miami or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you get a team that's not facing a ton of injuries like that, everybody's scary, I feel like.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, the Parsons and Lawrence injuries are pretty worrisome for that defense. And the guy that had been playing the other corner opposite Diggs was hurt last night. I mean, he's a rookie. But he was hurt, so they had to plug somebody else in. And then the guy they plugged in, they must not have liked what he was doing, so they pulled him out and plugged a guy from the practice squad in.
Oh, geez. Just trying to.
He actually ended up having an interception late.
Oh, nice.
The last play of the game was an interception. Yeah. It was actually a nice catch.
Because Bland's.
I think he may be getting close to coming back. He might be.
Did they put him on IR?
I don't know.
At the beginning of the year? I remember he got hurt in preseason or something.
Yeah. But I think I saw something earlier in the week or last week that he was.
But they'll be getting him back at some point.
He was at practice and he was starting to do some stuff.
So that'll be a huge boost.
Yeah. Yeah. If they get him back. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. With the way the schedule looks and the way they've been playing, I don't know. My outlook isn't overly rosy, but.
Whole lot of roses.
We'll see, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's what they need. Maybe they need lower expectations and they might actually do something. So
Yeah, and we don't have to pick them, so
right.
We don't get to go around. I mean, if you anybody else has anything to say, I guess.
No.
Anything else to add, Andy?
I'm good. I'm just flabbergasted that Brian thinks that the Steelers are going to beat the fucking Cowboys.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm just saying it's a tough game.
Yeah, you know me.
I'm pretty sure when we play back the tape, you said that's a loss.
No, I didn't say it was going to be a definite loss. I was just saying their upcoming schedule is
pretty, not favorable,
pretty tough. You know, anytime you go to Pittsburgh, it's
in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
oh, that's right, because you said you hemmed and hawed.
Well, yeah, of course, Parsons will be out.
Yeah, especially if Parsons isn't.
When do they play? When do they play?
Week from Sunday.
Yeah, well, Dak's going to get hurt somehow before then.
Probably. Yeah, because.
Well, Russell Wilson will be ready to start by then, too.
Yeah. He's starting for Dallas.
Yeah, Miami. Yeah, for Dallas.
He's going to get traded.
Yeah. All right. You want me to go? You want to go last? Sure. Or do you want to go?
I don't. I will catch up with mine because I really didn't watch any games last week because we had a surprise.
You go. Party. I'll go make another drink.
We had a surprise 80th birthday party for my aunt
at nice.
Cornerstone.
Didn't surprise her too bad, did you? She's still with you?
She didn't have a heart attack. She's still alive.
Okay, good.
But I didn't see that much at all. See, they actually pulled one off.
Yeah.
What was the score last week?
20-13.
20, yeah.
Over little Kyler.
Yeah. I mean, Gibbs, I saw some highlights. Their running backs look good. Montgomery and Gibbs look good.
Yeah.
Ahmad St. Brown.
Have you watched much at all of the first three games? Or
not really.
I mean, I had
one game of golf was like, yeah, didn't look himself, but they hit the Rams and somehow that game out.
Right.
I mean, they were helping the Rams and made it back as far as they did and tie the game and have to go into overtime.
I mean, I haven't watched a ton, but just seems like they're not. I mean, they were, you know, they're pretty high Super Bowl pick for NFC.
I didn't have a winning division. I had Green Bay.
Yeah, I think I did. I did too. But I don't know. Detroit just hasn't looked quite up the snuff yet.
No, not Dan bad. But
2-1, so it's not.
Dan Campbell's being Dan Campbell.
Yeah, well, they're getting those fake punts, which kind of scares me because that just gives them more confidence to keep doing it.
And Dan Campbell moved. Dan Campbell moved, so nobody knows his address now, so he can keep doing them.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you hear why he moved? Somebody leaked his
address. That's actually pretty sad. That's, yeah.
I'll take the 50.
Yeah, it's because he didn't. Swings. Yeah, he didn't cover his mouth. That's what happened.
And you were able to see
it. Yeah.
Yeah, they saw he ordered the mozzarella sticks. That's his fucking fault.
But
how long you do that? It's over.
Yeah. This week, as of last week, there are 16 out in the middle of the group with 20.7 points per game. This week, the last five games, basketball.
Seattle?
Yeah. Seahawks have won the last five games, 8 out of the last 9. Don't look good for them, but I'm still picking them. I'll have to take a nap because I got to take my dad over like 8 o'clock before he has a biopsy. Something somewhere in his throat. I went 31-22.
31-20. Man, that's close to mine. Jeepers. I got 31-21. Seattle was one of my – I was on Seattle. They're 3-0 now, right? Yeah. Leading the division. I was on them at the beginning of the year. I said that they could even possibly win that division. But, yeah, I'm going Detroit in this one, though, because they were my – to get to the Super Bowl, NFC Super Bowl team. I had Kansas City win, but – so I am picking Detroit to beat them in this one, but 31-21. This will be the good Monday nighter, though, I think. I think this one should be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, crap. I is it my turn?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Or did you guys go out of order?
Yeah, well, with Stewie going first, it kind of got out of order.
We kind of just kept going in a circle, yeah.
Go ahead, and I'll go after you.
Sorry, I'll go real quick. I'm actually standing in my kitchen because I was having the audio was kind of messed up and McQueen's barking now. He's trying to tell me to pick Seattle. No, I'm not.
I heard a boy with a squeaky toy.
So I don't know what I wrote down as a score, but I picked Detroit, and I think it was in the area of 28-23, so that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, you know, like Kylie said, the Seattle 3-0, but boy. You want to talk about the Steelers not playing anybody. Seattle's beat Denver. New England in overtime, no less.
And last week beating the whoever the fuck Miami was throwing out there at quarterback. Yeah, I went Detroit. I do have it tight, though, just because Detroit. I mean, maybe this is the week they get it going. But, boy, Detroit hasn't put it all together yet. So I do have it tight. I
got Detroit was like that last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got it 23-21 Lions.
23-21 Lions. Oh, did Andy go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I went out of turn.
Oh, that's all right. No, I think you were actually in turn in our circle.
Yeah.
It's just our circle changed because of Stewie going first.
Yeah.
Because he
was off. Gotcha.
We
gotcha.
Still went in the gotcha. Same circle.
Okay, Jesse, so I was right.
Yeah, you're fine. Jesse went Lions. And Wallace went Seattle.
Woo, buddy.
It's three. Right? Yeah, it's 3.5. So he's going for that.
Oh, he's going for the bonus.
Right now, anyway. He went 24-20 Seattle. He's buying my my juice on Seattle, right?
Yeah.
He's buying he's some panicking of my... in week four. Right. The Wallace Titanic has hit the fucking iceberg. He's going to pick every fucking... 3.5 point upset.
Every bonus point.
The stat monkey is without a banana.
Yep. All righty. So that just leaves the one, right, for me.
Yes.
All right, and I'm going to go back because I missed
Taylor Swift. Is Taylor Swift coming out with the merch gun? I mean, you got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far. I'm going to actually rewind back because I missed last week a little bit, too, and talk about the Miami game a little bit, if that's all right.
Okay, for sure. Really okay, cool. Stick it in case Jesse listens.
No, I was going to be pretty nice about it. I mean, I'm going to talk about Buffalo playing well, but I'm not going to. I mean, honestly, like I said, I feel bad, especially Tua with these injuries and stuff. It sucks, really. I mean, I don't like seeing anybody get hurt, especially like that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't ever root for injuries or anything. But, you know, but yeah, Buffalo's been pretty good, to say the least. I mean, it almost scares me how good, because now they're getting, you know, now the – hype train's going now again. Right. You know, I kind of liked where we were entering the year. We were kind of the underdog. And now after fucking 3 weeks, they're like, everybody's got number one in the, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, all right. Yeah. It's like, holy fuck, here we go again.
I
want to
see.
I mean, obviously I like it, but it's just, you know, I kind of liked the underdog role for a little bit there, you know? But, you know, I really like the looks of things. I mean, Brady, this offense is just—he's just got it cooking. I mean, and Allen's just—he's just hitting every game. It's like he's hitting 10 different receivers, and I saw a stat today that it was a percentage thing of Malik Willis actually leads it with percentage of times a quarterback hits their first read, and he was like 89% of the time he throws it to his first read. Which, for Malik Willis, it's not super surprising. Well, Allen is the lowest percentage in the league at like 54% of the time he hits his. So that means he's really going through his progressions a ton, which is I really liked that stat. I was like, that really kind of tells the tale of what they're doing, too. I mean, and you watch the game, and he is, too. A lot of times he's hitting his third, fourth read, it seems like. And the line's just been playing great. I mean, it seems like he has all fucking day back there. Now, well, I mean, Jacksonville, though, they got a couple. That Josh Allen Hines and that, I think, Trevon Walker, the kid they drafted first overall a couple years, they've given them trouble. Actually, Jacksonville beat Buffalo the last two times. Last year and the year before, Buffalo lost to Jacksonville, and a lot of it was pass rush. And, yeah, I mean, their line – has just been playing great. I mean, and Allen's just, when they have passed, it's been incredible. And the last, that Miami game, they first drive, they get down to like the 30, and it's like 4th and 2, 4th and 3, and they went for it on 4th down. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did the same exact thing against first drive against Jacksonville. It was like 35-yard line. They get to a 4th and 3, and they, I swear it was like almost the identical play. They've been using so much motion too. And they got them so crossed up and got a guy wide open out of the backfield both times for like, I don't know, 6 to 8 yards. The first time, I think it was Cook against Miami, and then against Jacksonville, it was Shakir. But it's just – the play calling and the design, as I've loved what I've seen so far with Brady, and they were running the ball well. Cooks looked good. I mean, there's not much bad to say. But the thing was, I kind of said this going in. I mean, Brian even agreed with me that he thought it'd be addition by subtraction with Diggs, and it looks like they're just having so much fun. And obviously they're winning, so that's the case.
Right.
It just
we all kind of thought that had a chance to happen with Diggs.
Yeah.
That was not the first time this has happened with Diggs wearing out his welcome.
Right. And my thing was, everything I've seen from Allen is he's fucking awesome. I mean, the turnover stuff is what it is. I mean, he hasn't thrown an interception yet this year, which it's going to come. They'll probably lose 2 or 3 or 3 or 4, or I don't know. You know what I mean? They're gonna have a spell where they go through and he's going to throw
two interceptions.
And it's not going to be light the world on fire all fucking year long. So, I mean, it's going to happen. And then I'm sure the media will be like, oh, here comes Josh Allen again, turnover machine. You know,
but Kylie? He hasn't had like a 4-turnover game in the playoffs that cost him the game, correct? Like he plays big in the big games.
That's always been my point. Yeah, is that when it's mattered the most, when the lights are on, he has all. Towards the end of the year last year, remember after they lost to Philly, they were like 5-6 or something like that.
Yeah, they were done. They were cooked,
and everybody was counting them out, and they reeled off 6 straight wins and finished 11-6
against good teams.
Against really good teams. Yeah, and they beat, I think Kansas City being one of them. I think they beat Kansas City, and then it just went on from there, and beat Miami and stole the division. They not only did they make the playoffs, but they stole the division. And it seems like when the pressure's on, he shows up. And the only time he didn't was that Bengals game. That was the only game, playoff game, that he just, it was just a dud for everybody, it seemed like, that game. But
not that it was a Super Bowl, but that game reminded me of the Tampa Kansas City Super Bowl. I mean, the Bengals defense was haunting that game.
Yeah, they just couldn't figure anything out. And I don't know. But I mean, my thing was going into the year was I was worried about the defense. And the defense has been, and the one thing I mentioned, I think it was week 1 or 2, is, you know, if we could get anything out of Von Miller this year, it could be huge, I said. And man, he's been fucking pretty good. Yeah. I gotta say, he's got a sack in every game so far. He's got 3 sacks already, and he doesn't even play that much. He plays like 40, 50% of the snaps. But when he's out there, he's like one of the highest pressure rates in the league, and he looks like himself again. I mean, it's been impressive. What's that?
Well, that seems perfect for him at his age and stage in his career, right? Like, you're not going to be out there 85% of the snaps. Like,
absolutely.
You use him, and he's got fresh legs, and he's coming.
Keep him fresh, and we want him for the playoffs. You know what I mean? That's the more important thing than anything. We hope he doesn't get hurt like he did that 2 years ago against Detroit and that all over again, because we need him for the playoffs like this. But if he can be this guy, man, it's going to be fucking huge. Because, I mean, everything else, you know, McDermott just proves that he can run a defense. And I mean, they got all these guys. They got 6th, 7th round picks. There's like, I think there some, I saw something, it was 4 or 5 starters right now are 6th or 7th round picks. And I think 2 or 3 of them are in the secondary. And Yeah, Christian Benford, the one corner. He's a sixth-round pick. He was drafted the same year they drafted Kyir Elam in the first round, and Elam's a bench guy now. But luckily, they nailed a sixth-round pick in Benford, and he's awesome. And he's been incredible. And so it didn't hurt that they missed on Elam as much because they nailed that. They got Benford, and he's been awesome. And you know, that this Jamarcus Ingram kid, he was undrafted. He's been playing a lot because Taron Johnson is hurt right now. And then, you know, Milano's hurt. Hopefully we'll get him back later in the year. That'd just be another boost. And his step in is Dorian Williams, who was like a fourth round pick, and he's been playing pretty good. And then Bernard got hurt. I think it was against Miami he got hurt. And Baylen Specter out of Clemson, he was a seventh round pick linebacker, and he's been playing, he's been holding the fort down. I don't know that he's been lighting the world on fire, but he's been doing enough. And, you know, the offense has been so good that that defense hasn't had to do, they're playing a lot of too high. That's what McDermott likes to do. Make you matriculate down the field and right. Hope you make a mistake, which a lot of these guys have been doing. And Hamlin, that was really cool. Him getting that interception, you know.
That
gave you chills a little bit, you know. And that tweet was pretty funny. I mean, nonetheless, I sent that to you guys about Trevor Lawrence is the first NFL player to ever throw an interception to a dead person. They said, I was like, oh, geez, that's just wrong. But it was kind of funny at the same time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. But at the same time, I've watched the NFL for so long, and I know that when you're at this fucking high, it just seems like you're just ready to tumble. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to –
yeah.
The bottom's going
to
come out
yeah,
at some point.
You're going to get brought back down to earth. And but the thing I like about this team is that I don't think they seem so, like – they say that their big thing is – Joe Brady's always said it, and now the whole team's kind of saying it is. Everybody, because when the announcers and stuff ask them about next week or if they ask them about a game and then like 2 weeks or something, they're like, we're 1-0. We're 1-0. 1-0 this week. That's right. All we care about. You know what I mean? That's all they say. We're 1-0. 1-0.
Yeah.
And that's
I like that mentality.
Yeah, and that's the mentality they go with. It's just the next game. When that game's done, it's over. We're on to the next week, and that's kind of their motto they've been living by, and I don't know, it's been good. We'll see. I mean, this is a big one in Baltimore this week, Sunday nighter, another primetime game. So I mean, Baltimore's been a little bit shaky. Their offensive line, they've had some issues, and they got some injuries, and they haven't been getting a lot of pass rush. The defense has not been fantastic for them. And Buffalo's kind of had their number. They beat them in the playoffs a couple years ago. They beat them in the regular season, I think, last year. Or 2 years ago, maybe. And I think the playoffs was 3 years ago, and I think they beat them in the regular season 2 years ago in Baltimore. I remember Baltimore was actually beating them, like 14-0, and Buffalo came back in that regular season game. But McDermott has always kind of had these guys ready. I've really liked what I've seen when they played Baltimore, the way he's kind of contained the run, like Lamar running. They don't rush much. They kind of just contain. They kind of play contain, and they don't really like
run past
the quarterback. Yeah. And he's always and. Actually, there was an interview. I think it was one that maybe that Jamarcus Ingram. He had a sack against Jacksonville, against Lawrence, and he said they drill that into their head so bad. Don't run past. Actually, he said don't run past the running back that's blocking. They drill into their head too. Don't run past him either, and. Because then that guy just flanks out and it's an easy dump off if you run past him. And he stuck there after he got blocked by him, and Lawrence like ran right into him for a sack. And And that's kind of what they do against Baltimore, is that they kind of just contain and they don't really rush hard against them. And it's worked well the two times. I remember those last. I mean, I was at that playoff game, and I remember when they played in Baltimore. And so I expect to see a lot of that, where they don't really rush real hard and they kind of just try to contain, because that's what they've always done. And we'll see. I mean, like I said, are you due to get fall back to earth here? But I went Buffalo 26-21. They're just playing so well. Allen looks so fucking good. But, you know, this is the NFL, and Baltimore's a good team. They're well coached. They always play pretty good football. They've been running the ball well. We'll see if – I'd like to see it be a tight game, see Buffalo in a tight game that goes to the end and kind of get tested that way a little bit, because the last two have kind of been blowout. You know, Arizona was, but they kind of were – they kind of had to come back in that one. I'd like to see a back and forth kind of punch back kind of game. And, you know, I'd just like to see one of them. You know, I obviously the blowouts are fun. I'd take them every week, but at the same time, you want to see your team get tested at some point too, because it's good. I think it's good for you.
I'd kind of laughed at that. The Baltimore-Dallas game a little bit last week, because, you know, they were talking the whole first part of that game about Baltimore struggles on the offensive line and this and that. And then later in the game, offensive line has struggled this year, but man, I mean, I don't know how many yards they had rushing as a team, but it was over 200. They're like, oh, doing a great job today. I'm like, yeah. You're not going to play Dallas every fucking week, you morons. Look who they're playing. Fucking New Orleans did the same goddamn thing, you know? Like, it just cracked me up. But, yeah, I went Buffalo also. I don't know. I still don't. Yeah, I don't. And Dallas, all, you know, like, we talked about Dallas. I mean, they damn near came back in that game. Down 20, they were down 28-6 in the fourth quarter. So yeah, like you said, that Baltimore defense, you know, a little shaky.
They have been, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them come back to life,
right,
at some point and turn that thing around.
Yeah,
because they're so well coached, and they got playmakers. I mean,
they do.
They lost their defensive coordinator, and I know that because probably playing part of it. They're probably trying to figure things out a little bit.
I think
it's early in the year.
And that guy they lost to Pittsburgh, that Queen.
Yeah.
That was a big loss.
That's true. That's true.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Could be playing a bigger part than.
Was he? He's a linebacker, right?
Yeah. They have Roquan Smith, too, but yeah, he's a linebacker. Yeah. He's good. Yeah, I mean,
you can only pay that linebacker room so much, and Roquan's making a lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know. I just still don't trust Lamar. You know, I don't know what it's going to take.
Ooh, yeah, boy, especially if Buffalo gets up early. That's the thing. That's the thing I've always said about Lamar. If you get up on him early, when they play with the lead, they're a different team.
Yeah.
But if you get up on them early, it changes everything. If they're playing from behind, I think.
Yeah.
Because then he's got to throw, and it just changes things.
Yep. Yeah, and like you said,
it changes what they want to do.
If Buffalo, you know, has that plan rushing him, you know, that's worked for them.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that's a big, you know, that's a big, big thing. I got it. Pretty damn tight, though. It should be a fun game, I think. I got kind of a weird score. I got 29-27.
Yeah, Bills. I can just hear Collinsworth now.
Oh, God, he'll be sucking his ass the whole game.
Oh, Mike, oh, this Lamar Jackson. I don't know.
That stupid laugh.
I mean, if there's any other time where
15 completions for 3 yards is spectacular. It's tonight.
What is funny so far, none of us have picked Buffalo to hit their points per game this year. They're ranked number one in the league. 37.3.
I would imagine. Yeah, that's due to come down.
That's a tough call.
Yeah, that's due to come down.
But I still think it's going to be a good game. I think Tucker's going to miss a field goal. Bills are going to win 30-28.
Mm. Tucker, he has been a little bit shaky. Yeah,
he is human.
Yeah.
He's showing like he is human, yeah.
Yeah.
More human than
human. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, man. Overall, these kickers anymore, though.
Oh, I know.
They just bang 50-yarders like they're extra points.
Like, yeah.
50-yarders are like 29 yards.
Like an old extra point.
Yeah. That's automatic. You're right.
It's crazy.
Like automatic 50.
I mean, it changes. Like I think it changes. Yeah.
Like, holy cow.
I think it changes later in the year, too, though, when the weather starts changing.
Yeah.
Early in the year, it's a little bit easier, I think, too.
Right. Well, guys, again, I'm away from my sheet, so I'm just going to give a score, and then I got to go. I've been telling the kids for the last 30 minutes. So,
yeah, cool.
Then, Kylie, you just send me the file.
Yep.
I know I picked Buffalo. Boy, it's a week-to-week league. I mean, Buffalo's not going 17-0 as much as it looks like they're going
to. I don't know if anybody's ever going undefeated again. They keep extending this.
They keep adding games. I mean, all due respect, and God bless the 72 Dolphins. I think they won like 15 or 16 games total with the playoffs. I picked Buffalo. I mean, this would be one where I would not be shocked. So I know I picked it close. I guess I'm going to go like 27-23 Buffalo. I don't know what was on my sheet. I know I picked Buffalo. I know I struggled with it. Wouldn't shock me. I just think Buffalo's a better team. But again, it's a week-to-week league. I'll take Buffalo, but not going to surprise me. And, great podcast, guys. I'm going to sign off. Stewie, keep coming. Love it. And we'll chat at you guys later.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so Jesse has Buffalo, and Wallace also picked Buffalo 24-23.
Wow.
It's clean sweeper.
That's not a good sign.
No, that's a bad sign. And I picked Miami. I think I did pick Buffalo against Jacksonville. Pretty sure.
I think you did.
I would imagine. Imagine I did. I can't even remember
now.
I
think you picked Miami.
But I know I picked Miami because I was worried about the secondary. And that's what I was worried about going into the year. But after that game, I was like, okay, I think they're all right. I think McDermott's got a handle on this thing. And it's not going to be a disaster I was thinking going into. I was just so worried about losing those two, losing Poyer and Hyde. I was like, losing one is one thing. Losing both, I was like, and having two guys in there that just haven't played a lot. And I was like, and I was just thinking, playing the doll, Tyreek and, you know, Waddle going over the top against, like, against these new safeties. I'm like, it just seemed scary to me, but they didn't do anything.
Right.
And from what everything I saw, they just played too deep. Like, they didn't allow them to do it. They're just like, you're going to have to beat it. You're going to have to dink and dunk. But, yeah. One stat I did see that it was kind of obscure about Lamar after that Dallas game. He's now 21-1 against the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I think they gave that stat towards the beginning of the game. Like, had his dominance against the NFC.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I wonder who the loss was against. I don't even remember, but.
Yeah.
I would have. I mean, that's a lot of games. So
probably
I don't.
Super Bowl.
He never went to Super Bowl. Yeah. But, yeah. So, we can probably wrap it up. I don't, unless anybody else has anything else.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I think I got hit all my notes I have here. So, yeah. Week 4 in the books. Next week we'll bring the power rankings. That'll be fun.
Power.
Our first power rankings. And, yeah, I'll sign off. Munch the dose. Guess I'm going to go on the Ring of Honor like Arthur Blank. Football Fanatics Ring of Honor.
We'll have a ceremony
next week. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm going in for coming back after being on the
IR. Yeah, it was good to have Stewie back. Yeah. So,
and we're going
to
expect free hot dogs next week,
yeah,
too.
Right.
With the Ring of Honor induction.
We'll do a crock pot with sauerkraut yeah, and hot dogs next week.
We'll go to the train station and get some of the Texas hot
dogs. There you go.
We need to borrow Wallace this year for the fantasy draft. You know, he always has food. He usually does hot dogs. Well, usually he has them in like a big like roaster or something, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This year, I don't know where he got. He had a fucking one of them roller.
Oh, he had a hot dog roller.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he had the fucking hot dogs on a roller. I'm like, God damn,
that's awesome.
Moving up here. This is fucking
we looked
fancy.
Into getting one of those at work at one point, and they're not cheap.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know where he got it.
Maybe he got like a hand-me-down one.
Yeah, I don't know if he bought it or
a used one somewhere.
I don't know, but yeah,
I've always
hot dog roller.
I've always said it's maybe if you go to like a gas station or something and say, hey, if you ever get rid of that,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
right?
That's what I told the guys. I said we should go up to Quickfill and say, hey, if you ever replace it, give it up, or you know, whatever. Especially Quickfill, they're owned by United,
right?
You
know?
That's what, yeah, I told those guys. I was like, maybe they'll ever replace him. Just let us know. That's cool, though.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So, yeah, this is Stanko. The 2-2 Cowboys. Like I said, the schedule ahead is looking murky. Beginning with the fucking Steelers from Sunday. So, yeah.
At least you got a peaceful week this weekend.
I wish I could. Yeah. Well, and I got to work Sunday anyway, so. I might want to recant my, because I had the Cowboys getting a wild card in the preseason. I don't know. I'm not really feeling that too much anymore.
I am getting a wild card.
That was one thing I was going to go over, actually, was the playoff picture as it stands. I wanted to do that at the end of every podcast. You can keep going, but sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. Let Stewie sign off, and then we'll do that. Yeah.
Glad to be back.
Yeah.
Off my IR.
You're all good? You feeling healthy and well
yeah.
now?
Yeah. But my division, then North, I'll just do the North. I had the Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears. Three wild cards, Saints, Lions, and Cowboys. Championship game, I had Lions, 49ers. 49ers winning. Then I had Finns, Jags, and Chargers for the wild card in the AFC. Bills versus Texans and Bills. I have a Bills 49ers for Super Bowl.
Oh, the Chris Berman Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what he picked every year, I think.
Right?
Every year he'd pick Bills 49ers Super Bowl.
But I picked the Steelers to finish last in their first place.
Yeah, I picked Chiefs over Lions. Well, you picked Texans to win it, didn't you?
Packers over Texans.
Packers over Texans, okay.
And I was I was down in the dumps a little with my Packers pick when Love went down.
Right.
Yeah.
But now it's not looking so bad.
That's fine, yeah. Fine. I honestly, I think Buffalo and Green Bay's offensively are very similar.
Right.
Where they just have a lot of solid receivers, weapons.
No real standouts.
Yeah.
But
they're all,
they're
you
all
know.
Contribute.
Yeah. Like I love all Buffalo's receivers, just like Shakir, Coleman. Like they all, Kincaid, you know what I mean? They all are good. I'm fine with all of them. None of, you know what I mean? I think they have enough weapons. Like, they don't have a Diggs anymore, but. It's fine. I'm not. It's not a big deal. And Cook's a good receiver too, out of the backfield.
Right.
But sorry, did you sign off completely?
No, sorry, I did that. No, it's Stu Forth. Glad to be back. Hopefully, make some more. Defend the den. And I'm out.
Yeah, I just wanted to go over. I kind of wanted to do this the end of every week, and just so we see where we're at with the playoff picture. I was thinking would be kind of just to kind of do it every week to see where it's at as we go. So I'll start with the NFC. The Vikings are the one seed right now. Seahawks are the two seed. Both are 3-0. And then at the three seed leading the NFC South is the Saints. Four seed leading the NFC East is the Commanders.
Boy.
And then you got your wild cards right now, all 2-1. Tampa Bay, 5 seed. Philly is the 6 seed, and Detroit is the 7 seed. All 2-1. And then the Packers are the 8 seed. So they're all tied, really. And then Dallas is the 9 seed right now at 2-2.
Right.
AFC is a totally different story. Kind of. I mean, the 7 seed is 1-2 in the AFC, just so you know.
Right.
And I don't even think you could guess who the 7 seed is right now. The 1 seed is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to believe.
The Kansas City Chiefs are the 2 seed. Buffalo is the 3 seed. The Texans are the 4 seed, leading the South. The Jets are the 5 seed. This is the start of the wild cards. The Jets are 2-1. The Chargers are 2-1 at the 6 seed. And the 1-2 Las Vegas Raiders are the 7 seed right now. But think about, look at the teams that are on the bubble. The Dolphins, the Patriots, the Broncos. Right. It falls off in a hurry.
Right.
But you do have the Ravens down there. So,
right.
I imagine the Ravens are going to sneak up, and the Bengals are 0-3.
Right.
But it kind of shows, and that's what the Bengals are really, being that the Raiders are the 7 seed at 1-2. The Bengals are really so alive.
But
they got
to start winning at some point.
Yeah, they
got
to get it going. But being that the AFC is that bad right now, kind of
falls off real quick.
Yeah, falls off in a hurry. They got some time a little bit, but yeah, they got to get it going at some point. So that's interesting. I think that's fun to look at a little bit and see where we're at week to week. And because sometimes you kind of lose track of that, I feel like, a little bit, where everybody's at in the standings. But, all right, we'll call it a podcast. Until see you next week.